Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinya Rositsky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunwa Meditation Center Hamburg Yunwa Dharma Sa of the Yunwa Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Thich Quang Sanam about the world of Gong Part 2. Enjoy! Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Thich Quang Dapop Sanam, 12,414, June 5th, 2026, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. It is difficult for the human mind to fathom or even imagine Sukhamuni Buddha's place of realization, which is the world of Gong. For example, it is stated in chapter 15 of the Lotus Sutra that many bodhisattvas appear from the land and emerge like this. Hence, the practitioners were very surprised that even all the Buddhas and bodhisattvas came from there. Sukhamuni Buddha also indicated to us that he had already saved these Buddhas and bodhisattvas. So practitioners could not help but be surprised and wondered how it was that Sukhamuni Buddha could save so many countless Buddhas and Bodhisattvas when he had been teaching for only 45 years. Whether we enter the world of Gong or not, it is in any case difficult to understand with facts. Hence, we have exquisite power in this world of Gong. It is also most difficult to open the mouth, so when the mind is comfortable, we should relax the three poisons from the human mind. From there on, we must be free, and so we do not enslave ourselves. When we wish to enter the world of Gong, we can automatically eliminate our habits and heavier karma. Furthermore, whatever we wish for often does not satisfy us. When our decision and purpose are clear, we can get there, and so our own negative habits will automatically be cut off. We then discover and realize the wisdom of what we have never seen or heard before. At such a time, we also realize and take Sukhamuni Buddha as our guiding light. The world of Gong is all the more interesting, so our own bodies and minds always go in this true direction. Our bodies do not really disappear, but they change according to the varying situations. This is the reason our minds and bodies are infinite. Hence, we realize that we are infinite Buddha and Bodhisattvas ourselves. Thank you very much, Thich Quang Dapop Sanam. Thank you very much, Thich Quang Dapop Sanam, and thank you very much for listening. I wish you a very nice and happy and joyous week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.